This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's defense minister says that his country's purchase of Russian S-400 missiles does not mean it has changed its strategic orientation. Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper by phone Friday that Ankara remains under what he called a serious air and missile threat, and buying the S-400s was a necessity. He said that Turkey might also acquire U.S. Patriot anti-missile batteries in the future. Washington says the S-400, with its advanced radar that could potentially be used to target NATO jets, threatens to compromise NATO military systems in Turkey. The United States has ruled out delivery of its latest F-35 jet if the Russian missiles are deployed, and Turkish firms face being frozen out of the consortium that is building the F-35. Iran is demanding that Britain release an Iranian oil tanker seized last week off the coast of Gibraltar and accused London of playing a dangerous game in the Persian Gulf region. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Friday the seizure of the tanker has consequences and that Britain's legal pretexts for the capture are not valid. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said that London is taking a measured and careful approach to the situation.
And we are being clear to Iran that we are not seeking to escalate this situation. The reason that the Grace One was seized was because of the destination. It was going to Syria. That was a clear breach of sanctions.
Tensions between Iran and the United States and its allies, including Britain, have heightened since last year when Washington stepped up economic sanctions against Tehran. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's Labor Secretary Alex